Hey, Michael, how are you?
What up? Great, how are you?
We've been good, man. We've been talking about your house on Micah Road in Mineral. You still selling it?
Yep.
Well, we're interested for sure. Have you gotten any offers?
Do I have an office?
Have you gotten any offers on the property?
Of course I have.
Gotcha. Nothing that you wanted to take?
No.
Understood. And remind me, when you sell it, where do you plan on, where do you plan on going?
I have a house in Florida. I have
Brooke?
a house and land in Florida. I'm moving to Florida back home to Florida.
I love Florida.
To my wife's home.
What part of Florida?
West of the Chapel. Outside before you get to Tampa.
Yeah, I just came back from St. Pete.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
yep,
St.
My wife is from, huh?
St. Pete is a cool place.
Yeah, it is. Yep. So yeah, we were just down a couple of weeks ago for a week. And so, yeah. So we're moving back to my wife's home.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. That was our family. Our family is in the South. My family is in Georgia, Alabama. Her family is in Florida.
Right.
Yeah. So there's nothing else here for Virginia for us. We came, we saw, we conquered. It's time to go home.
So remind me, the house. It's three bedrooms?
Yeah, it's three bedrooms. There's three bedrooms. There's an office, nice size office, which can be a walk-in closet or whatever, but it's office. We have the living room, the dining room, kitchen, of course, sunroom, and a den, and one bathroom and a laundry room.
Sure. Okay. And
yep.
You've been talking, from talking with you, you know the area, you know, you've gotten some offers from the house. I mean, is there any reason why you just haven't taken them besides they're not suitable for you or?
Nope. That's pretty much it. The real problem is my wife don't know. Can't make up her mind to, like I said, we have a man. And so my wife can't make up her darn mind, to tell you the truth, if she want to Airbnb it, sell it, and we're definitely not going to do a rental. We did that once before, and you can't trust everyone in your house. And so we'll never do that again. And so I'm trying to be done with Virginia, period, myself, personally, because I don't want to do an Airbnb because I'm going to have to come back from Florida, make sure my right, if something breaks, if they break something, I'm going to have to come back and replace it. I'm going to have to come back because I just can't call someone and say, hey, Larry, go fix my windows on the windows, but go and do this. They done messed up one of the tanks. Go and change out the hot water tank or that. Can you go see what's wrong with what's wrong with my washing machine? You know, stuff like that. I don't have time for that.
Sure.
Yeah.
So,
and we own the graphic company, so we are already traveling everywhere. And so it doesn't fit in my.
My
wife looks at the dollar sign. I'm looking at common sense. I'm looking at, I don't have time, you know. I got four kids. I have to spend time with my kids.
Well, I know where the house is at. You know, we definitely want it, and we'd love to take it off your hands. But, I mean, it's got to make sense for you, us, your wife. So.
Yeah, of course. So my price for my house is $200, non-negotiable.
Right.
Non-negotiable. That's bottom line. Yep. And so that's it. Mm-hmm. And because I can live comfortably in Florida and still pay my mortgage here, you know, with no problem, and still pay my property taxes here. There's no problem with that. That's nothing to me. That's nothing to us, you know, because we've been blessed. So that's how it is.
Sure.
So 200, nothing more, nothing less. That keeps me from getting a realtor, and because I have two realtors competing against each other. One's from Century 21, and the other one owns her own company here in the lake area from the house. And, like, my house is 10 minutes from the lake. It's like everything is right there. You know, it's 10 minutes away. And then you want Walmart, it's a little farther. It's like 45 minutes away, you know. And then, but we had the little restaurants, you know, the basic stuff. And then, but we have the lake 10 minutes from my house. And that's one of the happiest spots in Virginia, you know? And so, you know, like I say, but that's our price. You know, we had people come with 180, had one guy with a 170, and like, it's 200. Keep moving, you know, next. And so, but our house officially will probably I have the work, the contracts now from two different realtors, and we just haven't signed nothing, you know, saying that I want you to put this sign in my yard coming soon. And one realtor, which I know he's a good guy, he works for, he's one of the top dogs, supervisors and stuff at Century 21. And he wants to put a sign, but he sold one a friend of ours' house. He put the down sign in the yard coming soon. Next thing you know, they get an alert on their phone from their alarm system, from their cameras. There's someone walking through their house, looking in their house while they're at work, you know. But you sure. Got a sign that says coming soon. That sign's supposed to be in the yard for 21 days. But
sure.
A week later, there's people walking through my house like, no. So my wife had to get smart with a realtor yesterday. Well, if you're leaving at the end of the month, I need to go ahead and do. No, you don't. You do the sign. We tell you to sign in the yard. We're going. When I put the sign in my yard for my house for sale and sign the contract to a realtor, everything that is on this property is that's mine is going to be off this property.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. But like I said, we have 10 options come through. So, but 200, that's the final offer. That's the bottom line.
You wouldn't take 180 as is?
It's 200 as is. This house right here, one guy was talking about, well, I come in, I can do this granite countertop, I can do this, I can do that, and I can sell this easily for 300. I put like about 40,000 in. And then that's with the roof and everything, because it's going to need a roof. Our windows are the older windows. They're not the new with the double pan, with the gas and all that crap, all that fake mess. They are real windows. The wind don't come in. The wind, the heat and stuff, the air don't go out. Up under my house, when we first got this house almost 9 years ago, wintertime, the floor are ice cold. And what I do after that first winter, I went up on the bottom of my house and winterized my house. Yes. So my whole bottom of my house is insulated. The pipes are insulated. Everything is insulated. Everything, new ductwork for the new AC. Everything is, but it's like, it's as is. We're leaving the washing machine dry. I have a smart fridge that we leave. I don't leave it. We have a couple of refrigerators. And so I have the Samsung and the LG, and they're like the double door freeze at the bottom, you know. And so we're leaving one of those. It's like, but my house, this house, been good to us. So my house, before I sell my house for $200 and let someone come in here and do a little remodel and do this, maybe run this or that there, maybe try to add another half or bath or stuff like that and sell it for $300, $350, I can pay my mortgage here and my taxes for this house. and live comfortably on the beach in Florida. Comfortable. Comfortable. So that's it. So
I get it.
Okay. So that, if there's nothing else, you know, I think we done did enough of each other's time, and so that's my house. If you want it, cut me a check. If not, I'll wait for the next phone call.
All right. Well, I'll definitely keep you in mind, and
like I said, we'll be leaving on the 24th, and so the sign will be going up in the yard then, and then you'll have to deal with a realtor.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
All right.
Bye-bye.